If you want your dream to be, build it slow and surely. Small beginning, greater end, heartfelt work grows purely. If you want to live life free, take your time, go slowly. Do few things, but do them well. Simple joys are holy. Day by day, stone by stone, build your secret slowly. Day by day, you'll grow too, you'll know heaven's glory.
This is David Russell and Your Faith Anew. We begin in the will and name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to an excerpt from the Book of Heaven, written by Servant of God Louisa Picaretta, June 11th, 1899. Louisa begins, "My sweet Jesus continues to make himself seen only very few times, and almost always in silence. I felt my mind all confused and full of fear that I might lose my soul and only good, and about many other things which is not necessary to say here. Oh God, what pain! While I was in this state, he made himself seen for just a little. He seemed to carry a light, and from that light many other little globes of light were coming out. Jesus told me, remove every fear from your heart. See, I have brought you this globe of light to place it between you and me, and among those who approach you. For those who approach you with an upright heart, and to do good to you, these little globes of light that come out will penetrate into their minds, will descend into their hearts, will fill them with joy and with celestial graces, and they will comprehend with clarity that which I operate in you. Those then who will come with other intentions will experience the opposite and will be dazzled and confused by these little globes of light." So I remained more tranquil. May everything be for the glory of God. I've discovered that some of the most awe-inspiring lessons in the Book of Heaven are hidden in the first few words. For example, Louisa reveals in the first sentence of this passage, "Jesus continues to make himself seen only very few times, and almost always in silence." As Elijah discovered and revealed in the book of 1 Kings, quote, "Then the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will pass by. There was a strong and violent wind rending the mountains and crushing rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a light, silent sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave." Unquote. God is present to us always, in the fires and in the earthquakes and the storms, but it is so much easier to hear him when in a place of quiet, both exteriorly, but most clearly, within the silence of our interior. Practicing and nurturing this interior silence will help us maintain the attentiveness required to live in the divine will. Continuing from within this place of silence, we listen. Quote, Louisa saying, I felt my mind all confused and full of fear that I might lose my soul and only good. And that soul is S-O-L-E, not S-O-U-L. Lose my soul and only good, my only Jesus. And about many other things, which is not necessary to say here. O God, what pain. Louisa suffered so much. Not many souls can comprehend the pain one might suffer having the indescribable joy of being in the presence of the Creator. And then losing that presence. What might we compare it? Nothing. Full to overflowing and then drained completely. From a tremendous height of contentment and joy to be in His presence. And then when He leaves, just a feeling of abandonment. It must have been horrible. She continues, He made Himself seen for just a little. He seemed to carry a light. And I add, He is the light of the world. And there is a connection between His and others' light. He is the source of this light. And from that light, many other little globes of light were coming out. Jesus told me, remove every fear from your heart. Fear not, as He told His disciples many times. Remove every fear from your heart. How? His light will help us. See, I have brought you this globe of light to place it between you and me, and among those who approach you. For those who approach you with an upright heart and to do good to you, these little globes of light that come out will penetrate into their minds, will descend into their hearts, will fill them with joy and with celestial graces. And they will comprehend with clarity that which I operate in you. Those then who will come with other intentions will experience the opposite and will be dazzled and confused by these little globes of light. This experience, for those of ill intention, was confirmed during yesterday's reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Listen closely, and you'll hear the parallels with Jesus' words to Louisa. Quote, And even though our gospel is veiled, it is veiled for those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for the sake of Jesus. For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to bring to light the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. The message to us today, on this feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is this. Fear not during those desert experiences when we cannot feel the presence of Jesus. Seek His light in the quiet of your heart. And after finding it, share this joy and celestial graces with everyone you meet. And should some be dazzled and confused by these little globes of light surrounding you, remember, let your light shine out of darkness, which has shone in our hearts, to bring to light the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ, because we are the face of Christ in the world. Lord Jesus, give us the globes of light to help us comprehend. We conclude this episode in the will and name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.